Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hairball.
8:04 on the clock. Hairball. You've got your host, James, here, barely here, and Terry with you. We're joined right now by our good friends, Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, good morning to you.
How you doing over there?
Not too bad. You sound all choked up over there.
I'm a little bit hoarse. I'm a little bit hoarse over here. I don't know what is going on, but yes.
He's just always trying to grab attention.
I'm just trying to get that gravelly voice. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Paul, how is the weather going to look today?
Oh, man. It's not too bad. It looks a little bit messy here for us. What looks like this system coming in late afternoon and into this evening could start out as kind of a rain snow mix here, maybe a little slush accumulation this evening, and then it actually seeing the temperatures rise overnight, which turns out over to all rain here late tonight, and then staying rain through Friday night, and then a change over to snow as we get to late Friday night and then through early morning Saturday. So it still looks like if we get anything much for snow, it would be that late Friday night into Saturday morning time frame, especially further north across the state. So we're just on the southern edge of where the potential is for several inches of snow in that late Friday night, Saturday time frame. But even getting up to Wausau, especially Rhinelander, points northward, seeing more of a risk as opposed to us here. But we're in that line where they have that winter storm watch just because of some of the level of uncertainty with the exact track of this low coming up. Looks like we're still into some sunshine today, and then increasing clouds late. Chances for a little rain-snow mix later afternoon and then into this evening. Otherwise, highs about 44. Rain-snow mix tonight turning to all rain as we stay with steadier rising temps through the 30s. And then for Friday, periods of rain, even a thunderstorm possible in spots, 53. Rain turning to snow late Friday night, 27. Some of that accumulation potential. At this point, best estimate for us locally, maybe somewhere in the 2 to up to 5-inch amount frame. Better chances for 4 or 5-inch plus as you get north, the way the track is right now. Saturday, light snow early in the morning, and then blustery with a gusty north wind, 38 Saturday. Some sun develops as the day goes on Saturday. 21 Saturday night. Mid-50s coming back for Sunday and 53 Monday. Maybe a few rain shower chances Monday and Tuesday making our way back in our area. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This sounds like a roller coaster of weather.
Yeah, it really does.
Yes, it is. It is very much.
It is weather gumbo. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that thrown in there.
Yeah, definitely.
So it sounds like probably no acute like road issues for us this evening.
Yeah.
Right? Like no accumulation. Per se, it's just going to be coming down.
Yeah, you know, kind of, and maybe a little slush, if that, on the roadways. But then it turns to rain, and everything just stays wet through the later night, overnight.
There we go.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. Thank you so much for that, because we've been able to dodge some snow here and there and everything over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I feel like it doesn't hurt hearing that from you, Paul. Like, it's good news coming from you. So we know we're going to get good stuff from you. Appreciate
and so no weather that includes Sheboygan today?
Not as much today. More of Rhinelander way.
Yeah. Okay.
Good to know. Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much for the time. You have a great one.
You guys do. You bet. Like,
best in the business right there, Paul Trombley. Boy, does he put up with a lot. I don't know. One of these days, I feel like I'm just going to push Paul to the...
It just comes with the territory.
It does. It does. We are appreciative to not only our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, but the best listeners on radio. Thank you all for joining us. Also want to thank you guys for getting us some birthdays and anniversaries. Had one sent to us during the break there. Direct messages to us on our Facebook page. So just a reminder to everybody, that is a great way to get those last second birthdays in. Get them to us and everything. We love celebrating with you. We'll be doing that in just a little bit. But right now, Terry, I want to call an audible. I was going to wait until after Madison to do this, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, this would probably be a better thing to do before she joins us.
Well, and what if she brings a rabbit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I have the best country songs about dogs.
Oh, Feed Jake has to be on there.
And we're going to have some fun with this one. Now, dogs love leftovers, right? Well, here is one from National Puppy Week, Puppy Day a little while ago. The site Everything Nash ranked the best country songs about dogs. And we're going to give you the top five. First off, Everything Nash, great name. Great. I think that's a great name.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know. That's creative to me, I think. So let me see here. I got a couple I wanted to... Where did they go? I just had some that I pulled. There we go. I don't know what is going on with our computer. But looking at this list, the first song on the list, it is Feed Jake, Pirates of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Came out in 91, ended up being a big hit.
This is a great song.
Haven't heard it.
Oh. You're probably going to start crying.
Yeah.
You better listen to the whole thing later.
Yeah, yeah. Pirates of the Mississippi, I have not heard of them. That's a great band name. Yeah. That's an awesome band name. Hmm. Did they have other hits?
I think this is their biggest
hit. This big
hit?
Yeah. No, I'll definitely check that out. All right, I'll definitely take a listen to that one. It sounds like it. Sounds like a good song. Yeah, it does sound like it looks like it was their biggest hit. That's what they're saying here, at least. Ole Red, by Blake Shelton from 2002. George Jones did it first in the 90s, and Kenny Rogers also covered it in 93. But apparently Blake's is, they say that this is the better version. I don't know. I'm not about to say that Kenny Rogers or George Jones doesn't have a better version of a song than somebody else. I don't care who the other person is. It's not against Blake Shelton.
It's a prison break song, so maybe that resonated more with people later.
Sure. Interesting though. And you know, like a lot of country songs, you know, the more popular ones get covered by a lot of artists. How many different people have we heard sing Blue or sing, Walking After Midnight or a lot of those kind of songs?
Yeah.
The More Boys I Meet from Carrie Underwood. I got to play that. The more boys I meet, the more I love my dog is the line from this song.
I think Feed Jake is still playing.
It is still playing, yes. Yes, it is, of course.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know if I know that Carrie Underwood song, actually. That's funny.
See if I can play it here right. Yeah.
That is fabulous.
That's a good song. That's good. I like that.
Boys I meet, the more I love my dogs.
That is from her Carnival Ride album. I don't know which one that is of hers or anything.
I think it's early. I think that's like a 2007
album
for her.
Okay.
But I've never heard that. That is hilarious.
Oh, that is a good one. I like that one. That's a good song. All right. The line in there, the more boys I meet, the more I love my dog, is real. I guess the only part of the song that involves a dog. But I think that fits.
And it made it in the top five. That's interesting.
That is. Yeah.
It's because it's Carrie Underwood.
Probably. And I noticed Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, a couple of modern artists in here, and maybe some other younger or older, or maybe not, actually.
But the Blake Shelton song is very, that's a very popular song.
Oh, yeah?
So that one doesn't surprise me, but that is kind of funny.
Number four on the list, this one right here from Billy Cunningham, Like My Dog from 2011.
He never says I need a new attitude. My sister ain't always in a few. When I leave the scene up, he don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby.
You know, Billy Currington has a lot of fun songs like this. You know, just, I don't know, kind of quirky. That's cute.
I think that's one of my favorite things about country music is the quirky.
Yeah.
It is the little bit off, the little bit weird. It just that's my wheelhouse.
And that one's a lifetime of loyalty, right? Like that's the message there with that dog for sure.
Which that's also one of the things that I love about this. Now, one of the oldest jokes I've heard about country music is it involves losing your dog running away or something like that. I like that none of these have. Well, I don't know what Feed Jake is necessarily about, but none of these is that anymore. So that playing into that. My Dog and Me from John Hyatt from 2003 wraps up the top five.
Oh, I don't know if I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah, don't know that one either. Might have to check that one out. But two honorable mentions, Little Boys Grow Up and Dogs Get Old by Luke Bryan.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That sounds like a good one. Like, there's certain times where I see a title of a song and it's kind of like, oh, I think I'm going to like that one. Like, I don't know. That seems like one of them right there. And we cannot be talking about country music here at WFHR and not, of course, mention our favorite Miss Dolly Parton, Cracker Jack. I could listen to her all day. I'm not as familiar with that song or anything. And it's not, you know, necessarily my main style of music or anything like that. But as soon as I hear her start singing, the whole day I could listen to her sing. That's just such an original voice. I got distracted there by Dolly. Sorry. This is that voice of hers, man.
I don't know that I've ever heard that either, but I see it's on the Jolene album. So that's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. Huh. It looks like an earlier one. I know that we talk about it and everything with her and with all these artists, should be mentioned, every single one of them that I'm aware of are all great songwriters. But man, the songwriting power of Dolly Parton, I feel like we still don't appreciate it nearly enough. It's just
it is really amazing,
really good. It's a song I never heard before, and I will probably not forget that one now, just from hearing those couple of lyrics there, and just double checking. And she did write that one, so like most of her music, she did.
What do you think made her name her dog Cracker Jack?
Yeah, I don't know. I know you talk about a really popular candy back in the day. You know,
oh, yeah,
Cracker Jacks,
for sure.
So, but yeah, I don't. It doesn't seem like a great name for a dog, but it seemed like it worked for her. That's a great one. I like that. That was a fun discussion. That was a good fun talk. Do you have any in your head? Because I know you said was
Feed Jake. was my top one. Old Red is good too.
Yeah, those are good. If you guys got any out there and you have some honorable mentions you want to add to the fold, go ahead and direct message us on Facebook and send them to us right there. DM us again, just type in your search bar on Facebook, WFHR, like the page. You can direct message us right away, not only with song choices like best country songs about dogs. How about just best songs about dogs? And don't forget, you can also send us your birthdays and anniversaries that way, which is what we're going to get into when we get back here on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown own radio.
Happy birthday, darling. I've no presents, no fancy cake.
It's time for Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. I'm not sure who that is singing. I feel like I should know it, but I don't know who that is. It feels like a country star. That's all.
Oh, yeah,
I say.
For it's, sure.
It's which is only fitting with the last conversation we had. Everything's segueing today perfectly. It's time to dive into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is some celebrating. What you should be doing is heading over to Misty's Menu. Get on over there. Treat yourself.
That was Mr. Conway Twitty.
It was Conway Twitty. Yeah. Okay. I knew it was a country voice. Yeah. We encourage you to treat yourself with Misty's Menu. They're open till 2 today. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. And remember that if you are celebrating a birthday, get on over there.
Doesn't pie sound good?
Sounds really good.
Yeah. Yeah, really good.
Get over there. Get up. That noise you just made was awesome.
Like,
by the
really
way.
Good.
Yeah, that was
like,
good. I haven't heard you make
I haven't been eating sugar, and I'm just like, oh.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. That sounds really good right now. If you are celebrating a birthday, you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies. Get over to Misty's, celebrate with our friends over there, and we wish them a good morning. Keep in mind as well, Misty's Menu is back to their regular hours. So, again, 7 days a week, 6 to 2, they are open. One of the most original places you can have any meal, any cup of coffee, any conversation. Join our friends at Misty's Menu. We also want to remind you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. You can send them to info@WFHR.com. Also mentioned earlier, you can direct message us on Facebook. We actually had a listener doing that today and appreciate them doing that. And also my email, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Let's dive right into the birthdays. And we got a lot of special ones here today. We got two special birthdays and a special anniversary. This is a tough one. Thankfully, you don't actually pick. Yeah, I just number these, and Terry's just got to like pick a number. So go ahead and pick a number for me there, Terry.
2.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very, very, very happy anniversary to Dale and Donna Vilbaum.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 39th anniversary, you two.
Awesome.
That is awesome. 39, that hits the romantic heart good. That
I
is
hope
nice.
All of your kids are taking you out for a nice dinner.
Yeah, yeah, they should. next year, on your 40th anniversary, Ruby is
oh,
the...
Oh, get ready, Dale.
Is the, yep, yep, that's the important. Happy anniversary, you two. Thanks so much for sharing this with us. We love celebrating these things. So happy anniversary. Happy 39th, Dale and Donna. And a very happy birthday to a birthday that just got in right under the wire, right sent to us through direct message through Facebook. Maya and Crow, happy number 9.
Oh, happy birthday.
Maya is turning the big 9 today. We wish her a great one. Maya, enjoy your day. We hope it's a fantastic day. And we can thank your relative that sent it over to us and everything. And our qualifier today, celebrating her 6th birthday, Lindley Went.
Happy birthday.
How would you say that, Terry? Lynn?
Yeah, Lindley.
Yeah, Lindley. Yeah.
Lindley Went.
Yeah, I want to make sure I get the kids right. It's her birthday. It's big number 6. I want to get it right.
That's a sweet name. That's very cute.
The very cute name. I really like that name. Lindley, we wish you a happy number 6. Enjoy your birthday. Hope it's a great one for you. And again, thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Keep those birthdays and anniversaries coming this way. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. And right out the gate, I see Thomas Rhett is 33 today.
I like Thomas Rhett.
So I'm still got a couple of hits out there. It's still working pretty hard and everything,
yeah,
from
sure.
what I imagine. Yeah. Richard Sherman is 35, NFL cornerback, currently a free agent, hasn't retired yet, but pretty much right there, I would say. If not retiring, going to be retiring very soon. Justin Moore is 39, another country singer.
It's a big day.
Celebrating, got a big day for country singers and singers in general. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to the wonderful Nora Jones, who is 44 today. Don't know why, come away with me. One of the few artists that has helped keep, like modern jazz artists, that has helped really keep things going for the jazz. And
I like her. I like her voice.
I'm a huge fan of hers. I love her work. Again, very similar to some of the other artists we were just talking about, singer-songwriter that's just very complete. One of the things I really appreciate about her is here she is with this unique, original voice, young, could go into literally any genre probably and be a hit. And she chooses jazz. And for a young person to do that, like as a diehard jazz fan, I love that. But that's very rare. it's very rare.
Maybe it's that old soul thing.
Yeah, something about it. Yeah. Let's see here. Another great singer, Celine Dion, is 55 today. You don't have to like Celine Dion to be able to say that is a great singer. None of her songs do I like or anything like that, but I respect her as a singer.
She had a long, long run residency in Vegas.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
she still does, but,
I
think that was a long time.
I seem to remember this on our Day in Rock History last year, like that we had all these great female singers and everything, because we got more coming up. Ian Ziering is 59, from Beverly Hills 90210 and everything.
Yep.
Ian Ziering, nothing against him. I don't mean to take shots or anything, but that show was all supposed to be about high schoolers. And my sister would be watching, and I'm like, is that guy got a receding hairline? Like,
is that guy 45?
Yeah, I swear to you, Ian Ziering was 40 when he was doing that show.
Yeah. When he was playing a 17-year-old?
Yeah, yeah. But it did not seem right. The great Chasey Chapman is 59 today. Fast Car, Give Me One Reason. Again, great singer.
Another very distinctive voice. Yeah.
Something about this day. I don't know. You might want to check with Maya and Lindley here and see if they can sing. Because, I mean,
true story.
Something about this day. MC Hammer born in this day. 61. 61. MC Hammer is 61. You Can't Touch This, Too Legit. Hammer also got Vince Neil to accept Jesus and is a pastor, I believe.
Do you think he still wears those pants?
Every once in a while, like on your birthday, I would break them out.
I would think
if
so.
If I was MC Hammer on my birthday, especially if I'm turning 60 or 61, why not? Why not? Have some fun. Used to be the Oakland A's bat boy. That was the other
really?
That was the other little random note about MC Hammer. Yeah. Also, you wouldn't think this because he was a pop hip hop star. He was very in deep with like all the Death Row guys, like all the hardcore hip hop guys. Like they all really liked Hammer. He helped get hip hop in the mainstream. So for a lot of artists, I'm a punk artist, but I don't like rock artists as much or that kind of thing. Hip hop wasn't really like that, especially back early. I don't know what it's like now, but back early in the day, it was kind of like, hey, we all got to have each other's back here. So even if you were like Vanilla Ice, you weren't necessarily treated horribly by other hip hop artists because that was a guy that was helping get the music in the mainstream. Sure. A little bit different now and everything, but I kind of respect that about the industry back. I do respect that about the industry back in the day. Paul Reiser is 67 today. He was Dr. Owens on Stranger Things. Many of us know him as Helen Hunt's husband on the old school sitcom Mad About You, in 1,000 movies. I love Paul Reiser. Great actor. Great actor. I really liked him in the Stranger Things shows because I felt like we got to see him do a little bit almost serious work. Didn't really get to see Paul Reiser do a ton of that.
I only caught a couple of episodes of that, but I do remember him with Helen Hunt.
Yeah. Great chemistry. Mr. Slowhand himself, Eric Clapton, is 78 today. The only person inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times as a solo artist, with the Yardbirds, and with Cream. I am not a fan of Eric Clapton. I will admit that right out the gate. Never have been. I feel like he is the most overrated guitar player I've ever heard in my life. Also has a lot of hits and a lot of great songs.
I don't dislike him, but I don't love him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to turn it off. There's certain people that if I'm on the radio, like, I'll literally turn it. But I mean, I'll let it play. But I don't love him.
I've never heard somebody say that's my favorite guitar player. I've never heard a person say Eric Clapton was their favorite guitar player, which I just find weird because I think when people talk about great guitar players, he's one of the top 20 names that comes up. He's one of the, you know, so I,
maybe people who love him don't really know guitar.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Maybe it's just.
Yeah. That middle group. I don't know.
I think that's a cool point. I think that's a very strong point. The great Warren Beatty, 86 today. Which is one of those bigger names of acting. So many movies. I actually watched Dick Tracy a while back, and it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't as hokey or bad as I thought it was. I actually really admired the chances that they took and how out of the box it was back in the day. Like, nowadays that movie comes out, I don't think it really it stands out, but it doesn't. It's not special.
Yeah.
Like, back then it was pretty unique to take a comic book movie and do all those things.
For sure.
And stuff. And it wasn't so bad. Warren Beatty really, like, he loved that character. He put so much money into that movie. That and the movie Bugsy. He was really, really, really wanted that movie to be a success and put a lot of his own money into it. I really respect that about Warren Beatty. Throughout his career, he's taken some shots and everything, and I don't disagree with them. But I also think that, like, you can't call him a diva, and then also, like, you also have to add on the fact that this guy has, like, stayed late to work with actors and put his own money into movies and everything. Long before actors were getting executive EP credits, Warren Beatty was one of those guys doing that stuff. I admire that. I believe in this project so much. But I'm not going to put my own money in it. Like, that's what a lot of people
right.
do. Plenty of people do that. I admire it when you know, hey, this is how much I believe in it, and I'm going to put thousands of dollars into it. Which is easier to do when you are Warren Beatty and you have thousands of dollars.
Well, sure, but it also, you know, put your money where your mouth is, right?
Yes. One of my favorite TV actors of all time, the legend in my book, Mr. John Astin, is 93 today. I'm so happy to say he's 93. He was the original Gomez Adams on the Addams Family TV show. He's also the Riddler on Batman. People forget that.
Like, on Batman the series,
the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. I John Astin's facial expressions I still use to this day. I still think that they are up there with Robin Williams, with so many other great TV actors that I saw as a kid. I really enjoyed his work. I loved watching him work. To this day, I still like. I'll go back every once in a while and watch an Addams Family rerun and just laugh and enjoy it and think I'll be sitting there with my papa watching it. And it's all because I love the whole cast. The whole cast is really good, but it starts and ends with John Astin for me. Big fan. Peter Marshall, 97 today. Happy birthday, Peter Marshall. Still going strong. The host of the original Hollywood Squares. A legendary director, I believe.
There's a lot of longevity in these birthdays
today.
Yeah,
it's a good day to be born, people. People no longer with us. Ingvard Kamprad, born in 1926, passed away in 2018. He was the person who founded IKEA.
Oh.
Frankie Lane, born in this day in 1913, passed away in 2007. Rawhide. And sang the theme to Rawhide. Graham Edge, great name. Graham Edge, that's his real name too. Graham Edge, born in 1941, passed away in 2021. He was the original drummer for the Moody Blues. And one of my favorite actors, character actors that I've ever seen, the great Robbie Coltrane, born in this day in 1950, passed away in 2022. I could mention a billion roles that Robbie played throughout his career, but you all know him as Hagrid the Giant from the Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
That is what his easily his most famous role for, and rightfully so. Interesting little side note about this. Robin Williams was originally in talks to play that role. Like a lot of big name actors, hey, who else is up for this? You know, do any of my friends, any of my buddies up for this? Robin was known for messaging people or kind of, you know, just messing with people, not to get the part, but just to joke with them and
just
everything.
A little heckling.
This is the guy who would call Steven Spielberg almost once a week while he was filming Schindler's List to make him laugh. That's Robin. You know, that's who he was. Robin hears that Robbie Coltrane is up for the role. All of a sudden, his name is off the list. Like, no rhyme or reason. Nobody knows if he pulled his name for scheduling reasons or anything like that. But the day he heard that Robbie Coltrane was on the list, he decided, from what I have heard, I don't know specifically, but from what I've heard, he thought, no, that's the guy that should play the part.
That's awesome.
And backed out of it and everything. Because I think that Robin easily probably could have gotten the part with his name. He's a bigger name than Robbie Coltrane. But I think that Robbie Coltrane, and I'm the biggest Robin Williams fan in the world outside of his kids. Nobody's a bigger fan than Robin than I am. I'll fight anybody on that one. I think Robbie Coltrane was the perfect actor for that part. I think he did a better job than Robin Williams might have done. I think Robin would have been a bigger name, but Robbie Coltrane did the part right. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Maya Encro. Happy number 9, Maya. Happy 39th anniversary to Dale and Donna Vilbaum.
Happy anniversary.
And a happy 6th birthday to our qualifier, Lynn Lee Wendt.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, everybody. Celebrate. Have a good time. Take a listen to Melissa's News and then head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us and have a good morning over there, everybody, at Misty's Menu. We'll be back with more here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. My dad thought these guys were going to be huge. My dad heard this guy, saw the lead singer, and he's like, "Oh, that's a harmonica player right there. They're gonna have some hits."
Like, nothing against him, but nothing for him either.
No, didn't do anything for me. No, did not do anything for me. but each their own. Welcome back, everybody. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. We're going to get into a life hack. I've been sitting on this one. I've been waiting to get into it. I think this could be helpful. Well, let's find out. There are two schools of thought for removing Band-Aids. Slow and painful, or quick and painful.
Do you remember that when you were a kid?
Yes.
Just tear it off.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it for you?
Yeah. Did your parent ever do this one? Okay, on three. One and then two.
Tear it on two?
Yeah. And my dad did it so much, though, that I knew he was going to do it on two. So that's all I ever thought about. But what if there was a third way? Some guy on TikTok posted a Band-Aid trick that's supposed to let you remove them with no pain. So what's the hack? Here's a hint. Don't have any arm hair. Have you ever used command strips before? They're the sticky things people use to hang stuff. Their big selling point is that they don't leave a mark on your wall when you take them off. And I think they work pretty good. I've used them quite a bit. To remove them, you pull a tab at one end of the strip so it slowly stretches its way off. If you do it right, it doesn't rip any paint off. The Band-Aid hack works the same. Get one end up a little, just enough to get a grip on it. Then instead of pulling it away from your skin, pull along your skin so it stretches.
Oh, interesting. Okay, but you know what? As you're pulling it and it's stretching, the arm hair is going with it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm just saying, I'm fine with buy whatever you want, but if you just upgrade your Band-Aid just a little smidge and get the fabric ones, they don't hurt
they
when
don't,
you take them off.
The fabric ones don't really hurt. And and
they're
honestly,
not like the plastic ones with cement on them that we had.
The most generic, and I'm Italian, so of course I've got some hair on me. It's just the way it goes. I'm not a hairy person, but I've got enough hair to where, you know, I put a Band-Aid pretty much anywhere, there's going to be hair there more than likely. Luckily, I've never had to put a Band-Aid on my, you know, hands or any, in some places or whatever, where it might be a little more hard
to
pull.
So, like, the Band-Aid can actually find skin on you?
Yeah, you're right.
It's not just hairy.
I'm not Robin Williams level hairy. I'm not like that or anything. As far as, like, I've never had the most generic Band-Aid I've ever pulled off. Yeah, it hurts, and, like, 2 seconds later, it's gone.
But when you're a kid, it hurts.
Does it? I didn't.
Yes.
I don't know.
But when you leave them on, you know, think about that when you're a kid. And then you have the Band-Aid mark.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my gosh, take that off right away.
I'm too old. I forget what it's like to be a kid and young, and you have that Band-Aid on for days.
No, I'm not taking it off.
Yes, I forgot about that. It seems like as an adult, like a day and it's done. I have it off already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even wear it that often. Kai, I forgot all about that. You're so right about that. Yes.
Then you have like the Band-Aid imprint, you know?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Yeah.
You can see all the grime around it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the only clean spot on you in the summer.
So it sounds like you're basically stretching the
Band-Aid. I get what they're saying, because then that adhesive or, you know, whatever that is would slowly. But I'm thinking whatever, if you do have hair attached to it, that's going to get pulled too.
Yeah, I don't feel like.
I think buy the fabric Band-Aids. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
It's worth the dollar.
I was going to say, do yourself a favor. Do it for yourself, you know.
Upgrade your Band-Aids.
Yeah, you deserve that. I don't think that's such a bad idea. Let's go ahead and take a break here. I don't know where to go from there.
Here, I thought you were saying like Goo Gone or something.
I was gonna.
Could you imagine like you're slathering your whole arm with that orange, like trying to get your Band-Aid off?
Yes, yes. We'll take a break here. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. That's what friends are for.
I am seriously making my own bumper group here.
When Terry's here, we'll have our Terry
like,
bumper.
I'm getting my own button.
Yeah. We hope you're having a great Thursday out there, everyone. Terry and James here with you, taking you through your morning. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll take you to the top of the hour, where CBS News will come in and catch you up on all your world news. After that, Terry and I are going to be joined by Executive Director over at the Southwood County Humane Society. Madison is going to join us.
It's exciting.
Yes, our Pet of the Week is coming up in just less than 20 minutes. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And a big thank you, of course, to our sponsors for that segment, our friends at Cotton Thimble. Appreciate them sponsoring the segment.
I don't really like the mystery, though. I'd like to know what's coming.
I kind of like the mystery. I like it. I like it a little bit. We'll see how this goes. So here's something for anyone who bought a Soda Stream. Thought they'd use it constantly and just kept buying LaCroix. Turns out there's another use for those things. Someone posted a hack where you can use Soda Stream to keep salad fresh.
Really?
Do we need to explain what SodaStream is?
So SodaStream is it's another kitchen device, basically, but it's where you make your own soda. So it has a carbonation element, and then you can buy different flavorings. So you're kind of making homemade soda.
Yeah.
Again, much healthier because it doesn't need to be packaged or bottled for a long time. So there isn't, you know, I use healthy loosely with soda.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's different than something that's been canned or bottled for a long period of time. But they were very popular for quite a while. I actually debated getting one once, but then I'm not a person, like, I don't like all that stuff sitting on my cupboard.
Yes, I'm with you, yes.
Like, I want it to be put away.
Especially that thing that I only use once every 2 years.
Yeah,
I don't want that on my on my cupboard. Yeah, I don't.
So, but SodaStream has been, I mean, it certainly had its own popularity, for sure.
And I don't know, it seems to have, like, burned and faded away pretty quickly, but that doesn't mean that you might still be sitting around with those things, and it looks like it could help your salad. The canisters you use with them are filled with CO2, which food companies already use to keep some vegetables fresh. And here's the hack. Just take a big bag of salad, leave a small opening to fill the SodaStream nozzle in, pump some CO2 in there, and seal it up. You can transfer it to a Ziploc bag first if you want to, but you don't need to be careful about it leaking out or anything like that. Too much can be overkill. You only need around 15% CO2 in there. So just a
such.
Yeah. The magazine Cooks Illustrated. That's a great name. Cooks Illustrated. That's awesome.
I hope they have on more than an apron.
I hope they have. Yeah. Yes. And I hope they have action shots of the cooks like jumping and everything.
Like with their slotted spoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Cooks Illustrated tested it out with a bag of mixed greens, and it worked. It kept them fresh for 9 days compared to 5 days without the CO2.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to eat more salads, but I notice if I eat a salad on Monday and I don't eat another one until Thursday or Friday, that lettuce is dead. That lettuce is just not as good, no matter how good I keep it, you know,
depending, fresh. Depending on how you keep it or package it. Sometimes you can get some that they're more in a, like a, plastic tub now, and those often stay fresh for a while, but you know, I don't know what else is in there.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder that about a number of things. So that is not, that's certainly one of them.
I'm more inclined to buy it like still on the head.
Yeah.
You know, not just iceberg lettuce or like, you know, like romaine or something like that where you actually prep it yourself and it hasn't been. Because then you gain all those days,
yes,
in theory, right?
The only way I buy it in the bags, like the pre-made or whatever and stuff, is if I'm at like going to an event or, you know, a party.
So you
or
need
something.
A whole big bowl full or
yeah,
something quick.
Something like that. I like making it myself. I like picking it apart and everything.
But I do agree. I mean, there is a little bit of a challenge sometimes to how we keep our produce fresh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If something as simple as that. Now, I'm not going to go buy a soda stream just so I have some CO2, but if you have it sitting around, I don't know. Sounds cool.
Any way to get more use out of items that we're not using always seems like a good idea to me. That's like one of my favorite life hacks is to be able to use something that it's just been sitting there. You know, the soda stream thing died out and faded away.
Well,
you don't use it as much. And
it kind of validates our need to, oh, I might use that someday.
Yes,
because we don't
get
rid of stuff. So if we could actually, you know, maybe that's a challenge, right? Like find something in your house that you saved for no apparent reason and then figure out what you could use it for.
Yeah. Oh,
like actually use it, you know, look at it as a challenge.
That's a fun challenge. Oh, I like that.
It'd be kind of, you know.
And you just drove my mother crazy because my father heard that. That's all he's going to be doing for the next couple of weeks.
I'm telling you.
It's like an
idea. It might help her get rid of some things.
It might actually. Yeah. We usually save our That Ain't Right stories for later in the day, but I wanted to get one in here just for laughs. Falling asleep on the job can be embarrassing if you're caught. It's even more embarrassing if emergency crews are called in.
Oh, wouldn't that be terrible?
Ooh, I cannot think of many more embarrassing situations. A 50-year-old plumber was working on a home in Los Angeles area last Saturday when he ducked into a crawl space under the home. The homeowners didn't hear from him for about 3 hours and got kind of worried. They shouted for the guy, but there was no answer, so they called 911.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Firefighters showed up and began searching around the crawl space. They spotted a portion of his body, but he was unresponsive. So they began cutting holes in the floor with chainsaws.
Oh, crap.
And that's when he woke up. Apparently, he had just been napping. Paramedics evaluated him to see if they needed to be hospitalized, but he was fine, just a little groggy. There is another article that talks about this. Apparently, he gets paid by the hour.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I was like, okay, so he's in a crawl space. Like, is it limited? You know what I mean? Like, he could have passed out or something like
that.
But cutting through the floor, oh.
Oh, and that's all coming on. That's on him, too. He'll be paying that bill. Oh. Like, all of that will be on him.
He should get a little sign that he puts on his boot that says napping.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so when they can see his foot hanging out the crawl space, they just know he's resting.
I bet you he'll do that from now on. I bet you he'll have one of those from now on. Although, who would hire that plumber? Who would hire that guy after that?
Yeah. Oh.
I am never in favor of lying. Honesty is always the best way to go and everything. But in that scenario in particular, I almost feel like you have to. Like, you almost have to be like, no, I'm a narcoleptic. Like, no, I couldn't help it. Like,
oh, my God, I was up all night long taking care of my sick mother.
The embarrassment, yes, the embarrassment level just is so high on something like that.
Have you ever had that happen where, of course you have, everyone has, where you're sitting somewhere, you know, whatever, in school, in church, in while you're working, I don't know, but where you're dozing off,
oh yeah,
right, but you're sitting, so you're in a chair,
yes,
And you know how your head nods a little bit, or some people are good at it and they don't, their body doesn't move, but you know they're resting.
Mm-hmm.
But where you do that and then your head jerks.
Yes.
And I'm always like, oh my gosh, what if what if you fell off your chair?
Yeah.
And hit another, that's, you know, the paramedic wise, how embarrassing.
I've seen many people on the L train falling asleep and like bumping their head on a window or something like that. But that's a different one. Yeah, that's
be horrible.
That would be.
You're better off to get up and walk around, even if it's somewhat disruptive. You know what I mean? Just excuse yourself and get on your feet so that you're not.
If it keeps you moving,
keeps
you awake, keeps you moving, seems pretty good to me. We are going to go to break. We'll take it to the top of the hour, of course. CBS News comes in after that. We're joined by Madison and our friends with our Pet of the Week. After we're done with all of that, we're going to get into a little entertainment news. And this is just kind of a segue into some of that, because it's also a good story of the day. And it involves, I think, one of our favorites, Goldie Hawn. Certainly here at the radio station, one of our favorites. But I think just as a world, like, have you heard anybody say that Goldie Hawn? I don't like her.
I love Overboard.
It's one of my go-to movies.
I love that movie.
I just love it.
I just can't stop laughing. It's so lighthearted, and they're both so good in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those ones, if it's on TV and I see it,
I leave it on for a bit.
And stuff. Yeah, I just like that movie. I don't know how it holds up or anything like that. I don't care. But I just like it.
Yeah.
It's all because of those two. The kids in it are really good. The kids in that movie are very
good. It is. It's all good.
I love their chemistry, the way those two work together. I actually have been thinking about next Christmas watching that Santa Claus movie where Kurt Russell plays Santa Claus and she plays Mrs. Claus, just to see those two work together. That's how much I like them, their chemistry. And I love Kurt Russell, great actor. I'm a diehard fan of Goldie Hawn. One of my favorites, early favorites of my career, of my influences for me. I grew up, you know, WGN played Goldie Hawn movies like back to back to back all the time. Wildcats and Saving Private Ryan or Saving Private Benjamin or what?
Benjamin, I think.
Was it Benjamin? Yeah, I can't remember now. But those movies of like
Private Benjamin. Private Benjamin.
Those 80s movies of hers, they played them like back to back to back all the time. And I watched them like crazy.
Really liked her. I still like her, quirkiness. You know what I mean? Like, she just doesn't seem, maybe she is, but she just doesn't seem diva to me. You know what I mean? Like, she's just, I don't know. There's something about her that's so real.
Virtually every actor that's ever worked with her, going back to Ronan Martin's Laugh-In, talks about that. Her spirit on set, her energy on set, it's just unpalpable. There's nobody like her, all this. Like, she still, to this day, gets that kind of credit and that kind of talked about that way. To where people, like, directors will reach out to her, Goldie, you want to be in this one? No, I don't want to do that. But they'll try to like bring her in. So I bring all this up because USA Today's Women of the Year, Goldie Hawn has been recognized as one of USA Today's Women of the Year, a recognition for women who have made a significant impact in their communities and across the country. Meet this year's honoree at Women of the Year at usatoday.com. I encourage you to check that out. Our kids are having a mental health crisis. From 2016 to 2020, there was a 26% rise of depression and anxiety among kids 3 to 17. The U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Vic Murty, issued an advisory on kids' mental health in 2021. And talked about this very much. Now, so all this brings us to Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn is on this, in fact. Helping kids manage stress and understand their emotions has been her cause since 2003 when she launched Mind Up for Life, a program that helps schools, teachers, and parents teach kids the science behind their brains and the chemical reactions that drive emotions. She was driven to help after the attacks of 9/11, knowing the trauma that would cause, especially in kids. She wanted to give kids the tools to understand how trauma impacts the brain, how to regulate their emotions, how to build resilience. The program, created in partnership with researchers and scientists, now serves children, parents, and educators in 47 countries.
Very cool.
The Academy Award-winning actor, who is also a dancer, producer, and singer, has quite a brain. I feel like because of the ditzy characters she has played throughout her career and her life.
She gets stereotyped, yeah.
Yes. This is an incredibly intelligent woman. Ask Kurt Russell what the first thing he fell in love with about her, and I only say this because I've seen him mention it in two different interviews, her intelligence. That's the first thing he'll mention out of her. I think that's first, very sweet, very romantic.
Yes.
But it also just speaks to who she is. It's one thing to say mental health matters. Okay, what's the next step? Well, we have to ask people how they're feeling. We have to talk about feelings. We have to talk. That's all well and good, and I don't disagree with any of that. But if you really care about mental health, you have to actually attack the problem where it begins, the brain. And this is all a chemical imbalance. We do not have any control over these things. We've learned a lot about this over the last 30 years, and we're learning more and more. And it's very important for young people to start to get this knowledge in their heads, no pun intended, to understand that, hey, this isn't something I can control.
Well, it's not something I did.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
you know,
yes, very well
and
said.
I think, too, the statistics that were cited there, those are pre-COVID. So now you think about the isolation that happened with kids. I mean, it happened to everyone. I'm not discounting others. But when you think about kids, you know, and how much greater the impact that's having. So that's really cool. I really like, and I love that she's being recognized for that, for Women of the Year, not diminishing her acting and dancing and all that, but that it's something like this. That's really cool.
She spends her time now, the reason she's not on movie sets is she's at like every grade school in America. Like,
we should try to get her.
We should. I'm being dead serious here. We should try to get her.
Because
I would not be shy. I just in front of me right now, I'm seeing like 90 pictures of her in 100 different grade schools.
That'd be cool.
Awesome. It'd be very cool. And it's very cool that she has done this, that this is what she has chosen to do with the second act of her career, of her life. She could easily be making thousands of dollars and stuff, doing millions of dollars. Having a cologne or something like that. Like, this is what Goldie Hawn has decided to do. Thank you, Goldie. Thank you. Take a break right here. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.